Good morning, astronomers. This is Jason Evers. You are listening to In an Observatory with your host, Jason Evers, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I want to welcome everyone back. I'm glad that you're joining me here at this beautiful 4 a.m. It's actually very warm out today. I drive every morning, but I was actually thinking of walking today because it's actually so pleasant. We're in for a long week of rain, which I'm very upset about because it's May. It's my birth month. It's approaching soon. Should be a bright, happy season, but we are currently still drowned in this Massachusetts mist. You just heard Angel Echoes by Fortet off of his album, There Is Love in You. And this album is just so, like, listenable. Like, if there's one word I could use to describe it, it's just listenable. I listened to it for the first time while studying for finals a year ago, and we're back in the thick of finals now, so I thought it was a good time to put it back on. And it's just so smooth. It's so relaxing. It just, you can dance to it. You can sit around and study to it. You can do whatever. It's Fortet. Tonight we're going to be listening to a lot of electronic, a lot of dance, house, stuff like that. I don't really know too much about all that. So, like, if there are any electronic heads who are listening tonight, you gotta bear with me for my normie picks. We're going to be listening to a lot of Aphex Twin, DOS, Fortet, stuff like that. So, other than that, we will also be exploring neutron stars, which is a very exciting topic because they are some of the coolest things, maybe besides black holes, that the universe has to offer. So I'm looking very forward to telling you guys all about those. But in the meantime, let's get back to the music. Welcome back, everyone. You just heard Aegis Paulus by Aphex Twin, After Ashley by Satin Sheets, and just now, Dairy Adventure by Otto. So before we go back to the music, I just wanted to give you guys a quick little rundown on neutron stars. These are very, very complex, hard to explain objects, but basically they are the collapsed cores of supergiant stars at the end of their lives. The stars that become neutron stars are so gigantic, it's not like our sun's going to turn into one because it's too small. A neutron star has to at least be 10 times the mass of our own sun, and possibly even bigger if it's metal rich. And I just found this out today. So when we say metals, we refer to like lustrous, malleable elements like iron, silver, gold, stuff that you'd, you know, commonly associate with being metals. But turns out astronomers use the term metal to refer to any element that isn't hydrogen or helium, which is kind of crazy to me. Hydrogen and helium are the two most common elements in our universe. That's basically all the universe is made of. All the stuff that we're familiar with, all the stuff we interact with, is such a small minority of the matter in the universe. So astronomers use this term metal to refer to anything else. That would refer to oxygen, carbon, all that kind of stuff. But regardless, neutron stars are left over by supernova explosions at the end of a star's life, and they leave behind a very, very spatially small region that is the actual star that contains an enormous amount of mass. So think something with the mass of 10 suns compressed into a ball, a sphere, about the size of Mount Everest, which is absolutely insane. Wikipedia here says, if you were to take like 5 milliliters of neutron star material, you would have, it's so dense, you would have the same amount of mass as the entire Great Pyramid of Giza. Just 5 milliliters. So yeah, these things are really, really crazy. They're called neutron stars because they're made up basically entirely of neutrons, and they resemble the density of atomic nuclei. So you can think of neutron stars as gigantic atoms floating in space. Isn't that fascinating? Let's get back to the music.
You see me on my own, myself on my own. You see me on my own, myself on my own. Do it on my own, myself on my own. You see me on my own, myself on my own. You see me on my own, you know that I'm on my own. I'm not looking at my phone, myself on my own. Do it on my own, you know that I'm on my own. I'm not looking at my phone, I can do it on my own.
Everyone, you just heard Puppy by Doss, Livin' Loose by George Clanton, Four by Aphex Twin, and Look by Doss. That Doss EP, you just heard Puppy and Look from it, was one of the first EPs I listened to when I came to Tufts in September 2021, and I just gotta say, like, it's so, like, perfectly crafted. It's a solid, let's see. It's only four songs. It's called Four New Hit Songs. It's only 14 minutes, 30 seconds. So if you ever have like 15 minutes to kill, just throw this on. You will not regret it. It's nothing but like the most danceable house tunes ever. So polished, so refined. But since this is free college radio programming, I have to deliver a PSA for you guys. And this one is Somerville Cares About Prevention. Thinking of throwing a house party? Well, if you're part of the Somerville or Medford communities, then it is imperative that you're a responsible host. As a host, you can help maintain community relations by controlling the noise and behavior of your guests. It is also important to provide snacks and non-alcoholic beverages for your guests to remind guests to alternate alcoholic and non-alcoholic beverages. Finally, remember it's illegal to provide alcohol to individuals that are under 21 years old. Such behavior can lead to a fine of up to $2,000 as well as up to a year in jail. This message was brought to you by Somerville Cares About Prevention. Find us online on Facebook, Twitter, and www.somervillema.gov/SCAP. Now, at this part of the show, I often offer a question for you to ponder while listening to the last 20-ish minutes of music for the set. So this week, I'm wondering, what are your summer plans? I've been thinking about that very often lately. And since graduation's fast approaching, it's important to, you know, book some Airbnbs, get some airplane tickets out of the way, and yeah, if you want to call in and let me know what you're doing for the summer, you know, Number's on the website. Give us a ring. Let's get back to the music. Hello again, everyone. We've got 1 minute left on our show tonight, and I just want to let you know that this is In an Observatory with your host, Jason Evers, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I want to thank everyone who stuck with me through this show. It's been really, really great. And believe it or not, next week is actually the final installment of In an Observatory. We will be focusing on Gemini next week, and I'll be doing a big special ep where I just go through maybe a song from each of my favorite albums. So I'm looking very forward to that, hoping you stick with me, hoping to show you some of my favorites. We're going to lead out with Aphex Twin here again because of a normie, and I hope to see you all next week. Have a good night. Keep looking up.
Stop making that big face!